Today on Press TV, in Syria, a key battle continues for the northern city of Aleppo. The army says it has regained control of most parts of the city. Government forces have killed dozens of militants in Aleppo's Salah ad-Din and al-Sakari neighborhoods. Meanwhile, Damascus accuses armed opposition groups of using civilians as human shields. In Iraq, two car bombings kill over a dozen people in the capital, Baghdad. The first blast happened in a shopping area, followed by a second blast a few minutes later in front of the Iraqi security offices. The explosions also left scores of others wounded. In Yemen, at least 70 people are killed in clashes between government forces and armed tribesmen local to the ousted ruler, Ali Abdullah Saleh. Reports say the tribesmen were trying to storm the interior ministry in the capital, Sana'a. Many other people were wounded in the fighting. A massive power failure continues in India for the second day. Three national grids have collapsed, blacking out more than half of the country. The unprecedented outage is affecting over 600 million people from the western border with Pakistan to the far northeastern state of Arunachal Pradesh alongside China. India rejects reports accusing Iran of involvement in a bomb attack on an Israeli official in New Delhi earlier this year. New Delhi police say the claim is baseless. On Monday, the Times of India alleged that Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps was behind the February attack. In Afghanistan, U.S. troops used tear gas against villagers in the province of Herat. At least four civilians were severely wounded when the troops launched a night raid in the city of Shindad. The operation was the third of its kind in the city this month alone. And a U.S. watchdog says Washington has cut funding for a police training program in Iraq. The Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction says top Iraqi officials have branded the training efforts as useless. Iraqis oppose the presence of large numbers of U.S. contractors and military trainers in the country. That's the latest here on Press TV.